Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us once again today as we face the issues. It's my joy and delight and privilege to come to you each day and bring to you the truth based on the authority of the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but that's a rejoicing text for me. That is a text that brings hope and peace and encouragement. For Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed." The word indeed simply means truly. You're really a disciple if you stay in the word. And you know the truth in the word. We, as a result of saying the word, knowing the truth shall make free. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a need for freedom in America today. Freedom from the lies and the deception that's taking place on a national basis in particular, where we have some telling us that the earth is getting too warm or getting too cold, or that somehow, some way, there is global warming or climate change. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about climate change, an imaginary crisis. Climate change, an imaginary crisis. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to know how believers ought to understand it, how we ought to respond to it, and whether or not it's something we need to scurry around the belief that in 12 years the earth's going to come to an end. Now, it could happen tomorrow, where Jesus Christ raptures the church out, we're suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world, the seven-year tribulation, the 7 years of ruin under the leadership of the Antichrist takes place. Then the Lord Jesus Christ returns and destroys the enemies of God, the enemies of the church, the enemies of Christ, the enemies of the Jewish people. He slays them, according to Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 through 21, with the sword of his mouth, literally with the spoken word. So I'm not saying that the rapture of the church could not happen at any moment. But ladies and gentlemen, don't you dare, as a Christian or a conservative, believe that somehow, some way, that the world's coming to an end, as AOC says, in the next 12 years. In fact, as a result of that fake news, ladies and gentlemen, about the global weather conditions, there are multitudes of kids today saying, "I'm just not going to get married. I'm not going to have a child. I'm not going to be responsible for bringing someone to the world and them being destroyed by the global warming or the climate change or whatever hoax you might want to call it." We're going to talk about that in a moment. Just wanted to whet your appetite and give you a little insight as to where we're going. In a moment, we'll have the monologue. Then we'll get into the dialogue and discussion. As we get into the dialogue and discussion portion of this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, love to have the global change. I don't know what happened, ladies and gentlemen. We have what you call technical difficulties. That's part of the technological world that we're living in today. And so I apologize for that technical difficulty. What I'm saying is, as Christians, we need to understand and recognize whether or not we're faced with an extinction of our globe based on global warming or climate change, or whether or not it's a hoax, and whether or not it aligns with the Word of God. This is the reason when we face the issues, we talk about using a biblical worldview. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And so we're based on what we believe, what we think, and what we say, or we should do that, based on the authority of Scripture. It's called having a biblical worldview. Let me commend to you the study of the Word of God, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word, where there are no errors, there are no mistakes, there are no contradictions, regardless of what man might say. I'm always fascinated by those who say God made an error, there's a contradiction in the Scripture. I say, write it down for me, show it to me. Are you telling me that you are more educated than God, that you are more enlightened than God, that you have surpassed God, and you found where God made a mistake? I think not. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you right after our monologue today, I want you to call 831-0917, 831-0917. Join in the dialogue and discussion. We're talking about climate change, an imaginary crisis, and that's what we see taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries all of the hurricane preparedness equipment, including a full range of Honda generators, with a knowledgeable staff to tell you how to operate them and how to set it up for your backup power equipment. And also, they carry a full line of hurricane cleanup equipment, as well as other power equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, you'll see a gigantic, I believe it's 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. Right at the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. Look them up. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. If you own a car or a watch, or washing machine, when it needs repairs, where do you go? When it needs repairs, who do you call? Do you call a jeweler to fix your car or an automobile mechanic to repair your watch? The answer to that, of course, is no, emphatically no. Of course not. Why not? Because the one that created or manufactured the car or the watch or the washing machine knows exactly how to fix it, and they fix their product, and they know what their product's like because they created it. Yes, of course. When it comes to weather and climate, either warming or cooling, why do we think that man can control what man has not created? The question that begs to be asked and answered, ladies and gentlemen, is what is global warming? What is climate change? How does it relate to what the Scripture says? Is our world on the verge of being destroyed by human beings on this planet? Has God somehow, some way, created this world and all that's in it, created His, made His creation available, and has He somehow, some way, abandoned His control of this old world? How has our world stood for thousands of years, not millions? No, I'm not saying that at all. But how has our world stood for thousands of years now without ever freezing or ever melting? In fact, I was fascinated by the weekend news reports across the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the latest news report, don't know if you paid attention to it or not, latest news report says Montana has up to 40 inches of snow and winds between 40 and 50 miles an hour. That's for all of the Northeast and in the Rockies in particular. And then it goes on to say, yet in the Southeast, with 10 to 20 degrees above the normal high temperatures in the 90s. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've bifurcated America. If you say that somehow there's a global phenomenon, that's a global climate change where there's either warming or cooling, and somehow, some way that we cannot control that, we must outlaw cars and outlaw gas and outlaw oils, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The scientists have not proven that there's global warming. We'll talk about that on this broadcast today. In fact, more and more scientists are getting off the train of global warming and the climate change phenomena, as it has been called, and they're saying no to it. In fact, they're rejecting that thought and philosophy. The socialist Marxist Democrats and all of the candidates are all screaming for the Green New Deal. In fact, AOC says the world will come to an end in 12 years unless we ban cars, ban airplanes, ban gasoline, ban oil, ban cows. and all of those things, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, here's an article that says that NASA, NASA, NASA admits that climate change occurs because of changes in Earth's solar orbit and not because of SUVs, fossil fuels, et cetera, et cetera. This article goes on to say, for more than 60 years, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, called NASA, has known that the change occurs to planetary weather patterns are completely natural and totally normal. But the space agency, for whatever reason, has chosen to let the man-made global warming hoax persist and spread to the detriment of human freedom. In the article, it says, it was the year 1958, to be precise, when NASA first observed that changes in the solar orbit of the Earth, along with alternations to the Earth's axis tilt, are both responsible for what climate scientists today have dubbed warming or cooling, depending on their agenda. In no way, shape, form, or fashion are humans warming or cooling the planet by driving SUVs or eating beef. In other words, The article goes on to say, but NASA has thus far failed to set the record straight and has instead chosen to sit in silence and watch as liberals freak out about the supposed ending of the world in 12 years because of too much livestock or too much plastic straws, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're not sad, it would be comical. If we're not believed by the socialist, Marxist, Democrats to the point that they are staking their reputations on it, it would be laughable if we're not so serious in their minds. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's strictly because of ignorance of what the Word of God says. God's Word is very, very clear that God created everything. And when you look at Genesis chapter 1, the Scripture is very clear. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion, that's mankind, have dominion of the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, God created the earth, and God created man, and God said, man, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, he says, man, human beings, I want you to have dominion over the whole world. That means, ladies and gentlemen, control over the world. It's not something that God has set back in silence. God has not abandoned his control, but the dominion, that is what we do with what God has created, is left up to man. God has given man wisdom through the Word of God as to what God has created and how we're to respond to it. Andrew Yang, one of our Democratic Socialist Marxist candidates for president, just announced that his ladies and gentlemen, I'm laughing because it's so comical at the stupidity of some of those that are hoping for the presidency of the United States of America. That's what it is. Sheer ignorance, stupidity, and or onerous fakery in order to make you believe that somehow, some way, they have a better mousetrap, if you will, to lead out of the Oval Office. But he just announced that we are going to have to eliminate cars. Of course, he's the same one that's also suggested that government give each person in America a $1,000 check every month, whether they work or not. In fact, here's what he says. Yang, we might need to eliminate cars and car ownership. To combat climate change, the United States might need to eliminate private car ownership, said the Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang. In an MSNBC Climate Forum Thursday at Georgetown University, he said, quote, we might not own our own cars by 2050. To wean the United States economy off of fossil fuels, he reported. Yang described a private car ownership as really inefficient and a bad situation for our environment. Private-owned cars, he said, would be replaced by constant moving fleets of electric vehicles moving across America to pick up, deliver, and drop off human beings. Further, he says, I might mention before that we must not own our own cars. Our current car ownership and the usage model is really inefficient and bad, bad, bad for our environment, Andrew Yang said. Ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. join in this dialogue discussion, ask your questions, make your comments. Perhaps you are freaked out, as some call it, believing that climate control is real, that the world is coming, spinning to an absolute chaos, confusing condition, and somehow, some way, man must jump in to control and to do what God has not been able to do based on what you feel and what you say. I believe that somehow, some way, we're trying to abandon God. We've already abandoned God's word. We're put God out of society in general. And out of the halls of Congress in particular, they've already said that God might have a place in the synagogues and in the cathedrals and in some homes or in churches, but God certainly does not have place in the halls of Congress. That was one congressman out of the wonderful state of Tennessee that made that statement. Ladies and gentlemen, the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Has God somehow lost control? We're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast. We're going to look at the biblical concepts, precepts, and examples of what God is doing and how God is doing it and who's actually in control of this old globe. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it absolutely fraudulent on the part of what is taking place by our government. Here's an article that says, government, the global warming data faked, in capital letters, F-A-K-E-D, by government to fit climate change fictions. Natural News Dateline, when drug companies are caught faking clinical trial data, no one is surprised anymore. When vaccine manufacturers spike their human trial samples by animal antibiotics to make sure their vaccines appear to work, we all just figured that it's how they do business, lying, cheating, deceiving, and violating the law. Now, in what might be the largest scientific fraud ever uncovered, NASA and NOAA have been caught red-handed altering historical temperature data to produce climate change narrative that defies reality. This finding, originally documented on the Real Science website, is detailed in this article. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's a voluminous 8 or 10 page article. I'm not going to bore you with the reading of it. I've highlighted the gist of it that I believe we need to understand. The article says, we now know that historical temperature data for continental United States were deliberately altered by NASA and NOAA scientists in a politically motivated attempt to rewrite history and claim global warming is causing U.S. temperatures to trend upward. The data actually shows that we are now in a cooling trend, not a warming trend. This story is starting to break worldwide right now across the media. The Telegraph, that is the Telegraph, which is the British newspaper, now reporting, one, NOAA's U.S. Historical Climatology Network, USHCN, has been adjusting its records by replacing real temperatures with data fabricated by computer models, end quote, because the actual historical temperature records doesn't fit the frenzied doomsday narrative of global warming being forced today on the political stage. The data were simply altered using computer models and then published as being factual data gathered by NASA. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't frighten you, nothing does. But it doesn't frighten me, it doesn't concern me from the standpoint of wondering why this is taking place. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's an agenda. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. It's a global agenda, and it's spawned out of the UN, perpetrated by Al Gore in America. And we'll talk about that later in this broadcast. And it's the George Soros agenda for global non-borders globe, where everything is controlled by, operated by, demanded by, and governed out of the United Nations. It is a form of taxation when we talk about carbon credits and carbon taxation. When you buy carbon credits, you're paying a tax. And most businesses, most industry and business and commerce, manufacturing in America today are having to adhere to much of the federal regulations that's mandated out of the UN, and it's nothing but a global United Nations taxation on American citizens. Because when we buy the product, when we buy the manufacturing devices and our equipment, we're paying the global taxation on it through the carbon credits, as is being talked about. And it's Al Gore, ladies and gentlemen, that's made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars off that fabrication. And he sits back and laughs, I believe, and even has his martini and meal together He's laughing at Americans, and he's laughing at the American system and how he's turned it on its ear with the false, fake, phony belief that has been perpetrated, carried out now by the socialist Marxist, I could take democratic system that we're in today. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us that recently we observed the United Nations, what I call abuse, a child abuse by the United Nations, when they use a 16-year-old girl as a prop for global warming and climate change. She became the United Nations puppet that was waved before the general world, the general populace. And the speech that she read, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've compared it or not, but it's very similar to the wording that was used by a young girl in 2015 doing the same thing, almost verbatim, in the wording of that document. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the headline news on the Nation's World page, Florida Times Union, whatever it's worth. If you're fishing often, you need a fish wrapper, and I think the Florida Times Union makes a good fish wrapper till you get the fish home and get them clean to put in the frying pan. But nevertheless, this article says, climate experts, UN talks, but no action. Dateline United Nations. Leader after leader told the United Nations on Monday that they will do more to prevent warming, the warming world from reaching even more disastrous, dangerous levels. But as they made their pledges at the Climate Action Summit, they and others conceded it was not enough. 66 countries have promised to have more ambitious climate goals, and 30 more swore to be carbon neutral by mid-century. They say it isn't adding up to dramatic changes that the world is now demanding. Further in the article, it says, we have not seen global emissions drop dramatically. They dropped for a couple of years, but crept back up. So the ball of accomplishment is well behind the ball of promises, whatever they're saying. Further in the article, heads of nations such as Finland and Germany promised to ban coal within a decade. U.S. President Donald Trump dropped by the summit. He listened to German Chancellor Angela Merkel make detailed pledges, including coal-free, and left without saying a word. Further in the article, it says, even though there was no speech by Trump, who has denied climate change, called it a Chinese hoax, and repealed U.S. carbon reduction policies as he talked about it, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I could read more, but suffice it to say, they're showing a picture of a young lady, Greta Thunberg, T-H-U-N-B-E-R-G, as she addressed the Climate Action Summit in the United Nations General Assembly at the headquarters of the United Nations in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, here's further information about this young lady. 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, staring down at Donald Trump at the UNGA Ignites tweets, Twitter, we're all Gretas. The GIF of 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg, starting with her speech and continuing to stare at President Donald Trump with a sour look on her face, her being united by many on Twitter users Monday, rallying people behind the message, quote, we are all Greta, end quote. Thunberg delivered a speech before the United Nations General Assembly at the Climate Action Summit on Monday, accusing global leaders of failing people of younger generations by not aggressively fighting climate change. Quote, this is all wrong, Thunberg of Sweden said. I shouldn't have to be here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us, young people, for hope. I dare you, she said. Thunberg said the United Nations proposal to cut emissions in half over the next decade only gives us a 50% chance of staying below 1.5 centigrade degrees and the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions beyond all human control. Ladies and gentlemen, does that frighten you? As a Christian, are you worried? As a conservative, are you concerned? as a sane individual, are you believing what the 16-year-old is saying? She's just reading the speech. And she goes on, this 16-year-old, Greta Thunberg, she says, "You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you," Thunberg concluded. "And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line," she says to her audience while she is staring and glaring at President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but let me insert this thought. I'm thankful that our president is wise enough to buy this garbage, that the globe is warming or cooling, that there is climate change that man is causing. You see, AOC and her gang that's now in charge of the Democratic Socialist Marxist Party in America, Nancy Pelosi is not in charge. No longer does she have control. It's out of her control. And just for example, the movement toward the so-called impeachment of our president, a president that was elected by about 63 million people, the election of the people for the people and by the people, they're trying to set aside now by this same alarmist group talking about global warming. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, we're talking about today a subject that most will not talk about. It's climate change, an imaginary crisis. I want us to talk about a biblical view of climate change and what climate change is and what it is not. It is not having a 16-year-old Swedish girl stand and speak down to our president and to challenge the globe that somehow, some way, we are in a fashion destroying her life. She was set up for that. She just read the text that was placed before. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes deeper than that. That's the reason I call it United Nations child abuse by doing that, using her. Here's an article by a psychologist. Greta Thunberg needs treatment. Author and filmmaker Denise D'Souza even noted her resemblance to children exploited by the Nazis. On Twitter, he said, "Children, notably Nordic white girls with braids and red cheeks, were often used in the Nazi propaganda. An old Gutenberg technique. Looks like today's progressive left is still learning its game from an early left in the 1930s. Further in the article, it says, "I'm worried that we use kids like this, who arguably should be getting treatment because she said she's had anorexia and she's got Asperger's disease and she's battling depression," said Michael Carr Gregg, psychologist. Further, he said, but he said, "As a parent, if this was my child, I'm not sure I'd be putting them on the world stage." He also was concerned about her message. "It sends a message to other teenagers that they can speak to adults in this very, very dismissive way." Thunberg ranted at the United Nations that the adults in the room were stealing her dreams and destroying her childhood. Further, the article says, at the same time, Breitbart reported that more than 500 scientists and professionals in climate fields told the UN that there is no climate emergency. You didn't hear that headline. The false news, fake, phony, false news did not tell you that. You did not see that on the drive-by media in America, that 500 scientists also at the UN say there's no such thing as a climate alarmist or a climate problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be concerned when we're being sold a bill of goods orchestrated and perpetrated against American society that somehow, some way, we should believe that God is out of control, that man is in control of society, that man is in control of this globe. And we need to be concerned because it is spinning out of control. And when they say that, ladies and gentlemen, they're demeaning the Word of God. They're demeaning the written, revealed, inspired, inerrant Word of God, where God is in control. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the news and the top of the hour break. And when we come back, we want to continue this study and this thought today about climate change and imaginary crisis.
We'll
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.